Okay, so the Goyin said something very fascinating here. In the end of Ches, after he says, Api the Soyar, the five types of Erev Rav are those that the Hashpois that infiltrate from outside, they infiltrate within Klal Yisrael, there's still the outside Kriches, the outside, that's a different koch. Now he says the fifth category, one of the categories of Erev Rav, it's called Bali Machloikas. It's that they're the Bali Machloikas, well, in Lashon Hara, and that's called the koch of Amalek. What is that koch? So the idea is it's the people that take advantage of the vulnerable people. So Amalek is that koach to take advantage of the vulnerable person. Why do they do that? Because they don't have Yir Shamayim, right? So if you don't have Yir Shamayim, why start off with a strong person? Start off with the vulnerable because they're the easiest to take advantage of. So therefore, that was the koach of Amalek. And nowadays, those people that come and try to take advantage and try to, you know, take the innocent people, take their money, provide unscrupulous leadership, create people are all talking about, the funds for tzedakah, how to give the money. Well, yeah, it's all over the place, right?
Oh,
yeah. No, the tzedakah people now, right? And you have to be careful. Well,
just talking about.
Yeah, be careful with these things, you know. So that's all of this koch of Amalek. That's the koch of Amalek. Take advantage of vulnerable people. Now in the Midbar, that's exactly what happened, right? Shekarach al b'derech, that the Amalek came at the people that were the weak people, and they took when you were tired is when they pop up. So that's the koach of Amalek. Okay. And then he says, Vein ben David ba at sheyichlu min ha'olam. Mashiach will not be able to come until that koach is destroyed. B'chol machlekes shaloi l'shem shemayim. The machlekes which happens in Klal Yisrael hu mei erev rav. Hakotzim l'hayreis v'lita l'atara. Who are very quick to get covered and fight for covered, like it says, "V'nasa lanu shem." So, the koach of the Erev Rav, according to this, is all of this koach to undo, to come from within, and at the core, rot it, because all you're here for is for the COVID, is for the Ein Teicha Kibaroi, everything fake. Now, if you think about it, what that really means is like this. The Erev Rav didn't have any koch of their own. They weren't real gerim. So what happened? They're standing from the outside. And they see that all these good things are happening to the Jews. So they say, hey, let's tag along. But they never really changed their panemius. They never really changed. They just saw something that caught their attention. They wanted it for the moment. But they weren't really bought in. So when a person is chitzoini, when a person is basically chitzoiniistic, they're caught up with the outside, they're caught up with, what does everyone else think? They're caught up with their reputation, etc. That's this koach. When a person thinks to themselves, and this is really what tznius is all about, when a person thinks to themselves, it doesn't really matter what plainly are thinking. What matters is who I really am, and the only one that really knows that is me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so those things are private. That's in my own, that's who I am. So those things are the real, that's the real me. That's the real person who you are. That's really what matters. So all of these things that the Goyen mentioned before, Bali Lashonara, Bali Taiva, it's all outside of you. It's all trying to find something there, right? It's looking, that's what COVID is. COVID is having recognition from the outside about who you are. If you don't care about the outside and you are who you are from the inside, so then that you don't need the COVID. So that's really ultimately a shirish of Erev Rav. It's that koach to be chitzenizdik, to not be pnimius, to focus on those things and make that the ikar. Okay. The going here in the next paragraph discusses something that we've talked about before. I'm going to go to the second half of the paragraph first. And he goes like this. He says, V'chim b'chol dar v'dar, yesh kitzim, l'fi inyan ha'tshuva v'aschuyas ha'myuchadim lo'isay dar. So Goyen says, every generation, there's a kitz. That means that it's not like, oh, all of a sudden Mashiach's coming. There is a kitz, there is a trigger that can bring Mashiach in every generation. Avol, kitz ha'achrein, lo'y toli b'tshuva el b'chesed. There's an ultimate kates, which is going to come from the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not the kares of the tshuva. Like it says, l'mani l'mani eseh, v'gam b'schus avos, v'zeh shom, v'zeh chachaz the avos, or maybe goyel of nev nev l'man shmoy b'ahav. Ultimately, there will be a zman, which is a Mashiach zman, but it's a Mashiach zman only b'schus avos. It's Mashiach's man b'schus la'avos. It's not something that we've earned, but it's there. The zman is there. V'zeh kates levad v'zgal la'avos. V'zeh oshamru v'libi gal yisi. Right? Leim la'avos l'omayish shenikru libi. The Goyen actually says in a few places, we bring them down here. This is actually two systems in which the Mashiach can come and operate. There's the system we spoke about that before. There's Be'ita and there's Ba'achishana. And he says, that's why you find two Zman and Gula. You find on Sukkot, we lane the Haftarah of Goy Gumagoy. And we lane the Haftarah of the Tchias Amaz. Why? Oh, it's a Gula. I thought the Gula comes in Nisan. Comes in Tishrei. Tishrei is the Zman of Din. Tishrei is a much harsher Zman. To be Zayin to the Gula in Nisan Tishrei, we need a higher Schos. But the truth is that this Geula begins flowering in Nisan and Tishrei. But sometimes it cannot fully express itself until Nisan. So it's true. There's two Zmanim of Geula, and the Geula will happen regardless, but it has to be, it depends on the level of Schus that we have. That's basically his explanation here. Now, I just want to speak out one thing. That Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has a shmuz and Negev Parsha Zohar. So we lay in Parsha Zohar. We lay in the concept that we're supposed to eradicate Amalek. Obviously, the mitzvah means to eradicate the existence of Amalek as a nation physically by destroying it. But we don't have the ability to do that today. So one could ask and wonder if that's true, what's the point of continuing to read the Parsha? Why are we reading the Parsha of Amalek? So I think what Rabbi Chanan is saying is that by reading, by understanding what the koach of Amalek is, this event, this idea of being, of taking advantage of Gneva, Gzela, Machloikas, understanding the koach of what Amalek is, and then remembering that we need to destroy that koach, the more we work on that in ourselves, we are, in a sense, fulfilling the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. Because Kozan that Sharish cannot exist in the world because we're against it, then it won't be muff. It won't be able to sprout. That Kerch will be stunted. So the Bechonan says that there's a Sharish of the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek by understanding what the Kerch of Amalek is and strengthening ourselves in that area. So according to this going, the Bali Machloikas, Bale Lashon Hara, Bale Gazlanim, Roshei Ha'am, that take advantage of the people. All of that is included in a Malik. The more we work on this, eradicating that, the more we are actually fulfilling the Mechia of a Malik also. So for this week's parasha, it's important, you know, something to remember. What are you going to say? No. So, you know, that's an important knitch to remember. An interesting proof to that, it stems very nicely with the Netziv. The Netziv in Parshas Kisetze, that it says that right before Parsha Zohar is the Parsha of the Shkol, of the Maznaim, of the Mishkol, waiting out the weights. So the Gemara says that Ba'avay Mishkol is a Malik Ba. The person that has dishonest weights, a Malik will come. So Frech the Netziv, what do you mean dishonest weights? Dishonest weights. L'chaira, that's the concept of the scales and all that, is really just, it's Geneva. So why is it specifically that type of Geneva? So first of all, according to this Gro, it's Gevaldik, because it's a vulnerable situation. Because the buyer's coming in, you don't know what he's going to do, right? You have to take his word for it. So there's nothing he can do to protect himself. That's an Amalek type of Geneva, first of all. It's a Geshmak. But besides that, the Netziv says, Gevaldik, he says, sometimes Geneva comes from the Sherish of Taiva. But you want something, you steal it. But he says that's not the Sherish of the Avera of Mishkolis. It's not Taiva. You have no Taiva for the extra 7 cents that you're going to make on the deal. So what's the Sherish of the Avera of Mishkolis? It's Kfira. You don't believe Hashem is going to give you parnas in your business. You gotta therefore have to cut corners. It's nothing, it's not the taiva of I'm stealing a specific item. I have to run my whole business. I gotta take control of my business, because if I don't take control of my business, Hashem's not gonna provide for me. That kfira is what brings them on. It's not the regular geneva. The regular geneva is a taiva issue. That's a separate problem. But the kfira, the trying to, you know, take advantage, that kfira of thinking that it's in your own hands, that's where Amalek comes. That's the Zayzak to go. Yeah. Okay. Shkar for my son. Have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.